On this episode of the Adam and Patrick Show, we're talking about what the show's about, we're talking a little bit about us, we're going to talk about some custom visual stuff, and we're going to talk about some gateway stuff. That's all coming up. What's up, guys? I'm Adam Saxton, and...
I'm Patrick LeBlanc.
And we are Guy in a Cube. Patrick, good to be with you. This is the first episode of Adam and Patrick Unplugged. Nice. And we recently announced that you are joining Guy in a Cube, so it's actually two guys.
In a cube?
How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't know if we both can fit in one cube, but I'm excited about that.
Someone posted the, it was a screenshot of Office Space where the two guys are in the, I thought that was funny.
That was funny. That was cool. Yeah.
You can be Michael Bolton.
I can be Michael Bolton. No, it's exciting. I've been getting a lot of good feedback too, man. My mom watched the first video. It was crazy.
Your mom watched it.
Yeah.
Mom approved.
It was crazy. I was taking my little girl to the bus stop and she called. She was like, "What is this stuff you're doing online? I saw you on this YouTube thing." My mom's like 77, right? So it was funny.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was cool though. No, I like it. I'm excited. I got a couple of good things coming in the pipeline. I can't wait, man. I can't wait. One day I'll get senior in my title like you. So
Maybe. Or something better.
I told you I was on a call and somebody told me I was a fellow at Microsoft.
Nice. That's a nice bump.
Yeah, it's a nice bump. I didn't know it though. So I looked at my check the other day and then definitely was not a bump. So I don't
think
I'm a fellow. No. Yeah, man.
Yeah, someone didn't get the memo.
Somebody didn't. Maybe my boss didn't get the memo. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But I'm excited. Thanks for having me, Adam. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So Adam and Patrick Unplugged, we're just gonna talk about stuff that we have come across or we think's interesting, just kind of have a discussion about it and hopefully provide some value to you guys. And also, if there's something that we say during the discussion, like a phrase or something that really resonates or vibes with you, leave that down in the comments. We want to know about that. That's going to help us understand kind of what you guys are thinking and what you guys like. Also, you can just leave suggestions for maybe what you want to hear in the next episode. That would be awesome as well. So let's dig into some stuff.
But wait. Why is it unplugged? I don't remember why we came up with unplugged. It's because we can say whatever we want. Can I say stuff like?
Sure.
All right. I'm just curious.
Yeah. Unplugged.
I'm trying to figure out why we called it unplugged, and I forgot why we said it, but I remember now because if we're gonna say whatever's on your mind.
Yeah, whatever's on your mind.
All right. I got it. Okay, man.
Except we're gonna leave politics out of it, though.
And religion. Politics and religion, right? We don't discuss that stuff at work. We'll leave those two out. Yeah, but everything else fair game, right?
But yeah, it's like a water cooler kind of, you know.
All right. Okay.
We're just talking. We're just hanging out.
Just talking. Yeah. All right, man. All right. Let's get into this, man. This first episode.
All right, Patrick, before we get into the meat, let's talk about just real quick, where are you going to be in the next month or two? Like, where are you going to? Where are you speaking at?
Going out to Baltimore to speak at their SQL Saturday, doing a Power BI pre-con. I don't know what session I'm doing out there. So I'm excited about it. That's the two that I know about.
When's the Baltimore?
I have to look at the SQL Saturday site. I think it's like the second weekend in May.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then...
What about you? Where are you going?
So in April, I'm going up to Dallas to talk at a lunch meetup. So I'm going to be talking about Power BI there. I'm putting together an interesting talk that I think will be cool. It's kind of more of a high level talk.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. Yeah. And then in May, there's a lot of stuff going on. Hopefully we put in for New York SQL Saturday.
Oh, I forgot about New York. Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't heard back on that yet, so maybe you'll see us in New York. So that's going on.
You know what? I forgot something. In June, I'm trying to get Adam out. I'm doing a hackathon for some higher education customers out in Chicago. And then the Data Insight Summit. We're both going to be at the Data Insight Summit.
Yes, both going to be at the Data Insight Summit in June. Yep. So that'll be fun.
And here in Atlanta, I'm doing a BA Analytics Day. You just helped me work on the abstract, actually. And my updated bio with my contributions to GynaQ. Appreciate it. Much appreciated. And then you are going to Can we announce that yet? No? Should I not say it? Atlanta?
Maybe Atlanta okay. in July. Maybe. So Atlanta sequel yeah. Saturday in July. So we'll see.
Yeah, a lot going on, man.
That's kind of new.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So we're going to be traveling. Yep. So
I'm excited. Good times. Yeah, good times. Oh, one more. Sorry. Right. Sorry. Okay. One more. I'm going to be out in Tucson, Arizona at a higher education Ooh. Data warehouse conference where I'm talking about Power BI. So one more. Sorry.
When's Tucson?
That is the last weekend in April. Last weekend in April.
Okay. Yeah. So that's before it gets really hot.
Before it gets 117 degrees, right?
You know, I used to live in Tucson.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I lived there for 10 years.
10 years?
I went to high school in Tucson.
What?
Yeah.
Ah, so are
not
you?
Not originally from Arizona, but.
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
I moved there right before I started high school. So I went to high school there and then. Yeah, I started supporting Windows 95 as a senior in high school in Tucson.
Wow, Windows 95. Look, you see my laptop. This is my first laptop, and I'm running. Let me back my mic up just a little bit. Running Windows 95 on that guy. It actually still works, yeah, right?
So that's pretty crazy.
It's crazy. And one more thing before we get started, a whole bunch. I want to just give a little shout out to my daughter, right, who created my little guy in a cube logo on my whiteboard here. I'm going to duck back just so you guys can get a good view of it.
Okay, it's pretty cool.
All right. Okay, man. All right. No.
That's awesome.
Let's go.
So first thing I want to show you is the stuff that we announced in late March for custom visuals.
Custom visuals.
So there was a change up for custom visuals. What we've got is we're moving all the custom visuals from the custom visual gallery that's on powerbi.com, it's moving into the Office Store. So everything, all the custom visuals are going to be there. So,
Wait a minute. So that in the visuals.powerbi.com, that page,
mm-hmm.
right, on that page, are they still going to be on that page?
No. So I think all of it's going to go to the Office Store.
But how am I going to get them in the desktop?
Well, so it's still the same experience, okay. right? So you're going to go through and you can search. So Power BI is a product now in the Office Store. And so if you choose Power BI, you'll just see the custom visuals. Power BI experience is still going to be the same.
Okay.
So it's just a question of where you download them from right now.
All right.
And so, yeah, so one thing you'll see is when you go to custom visuals for Power BI, we've got a category section. And those categories are specific to the types of visuals that you want to look at.
Nice.
So we've got KPIs and all of those. And then when you select something, it'll bring up the detail page.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Where you'll see like the thumbnails and the like a video if there's one available, give you all the detail stuff. You can rate them now.
Wow.
So there's ratings available for end users. So can that's kind of cool.
Can I put in a request? Can you just have like a comment section right below?
You can add a comment.
Okay.
Yeah, as part of you can add comments and those will go to the developers.
Okay.
The developers will see those on the developer dashboard on the back end.
But there's no guarantee that they'll respond, though, right?
Well, I have no control
over
them.
I'm just kidding.
But you can if you select add, it'll give you the option to download them.
Yeah.
And you can also download the sample PBIX that goes with it.
Yeah.
So same thing like what you would have on the old visual gallery, right?
Yeah. I don't get to go out
in the Office Store.
I don't get to go out to the gallery that often, but I went this morning. I got some nice visuals out there, man. There's some nice custom visuals. And I know you did a session out in Germany at, I can't think of the name.
I did.
At the conference. And you talked about custom visuals.
Darmstadt.
Yeah.
Darmstadt.
And then you build one, right? You showed them how to create one.
Yeah, I went through the sample of how to actually create a custom visual and how to build it, how to package it. And then I didn't go through like how to actually submit it.
Yeah.
But we've got documentation on how to walk through that. I'll probably do some videos.
That's what I was about to say.
I'd
watch that video because I had a customer recently and there's one of them and they're like, hey, it would be great if you could show us how to customize. And I was like, well, I play a developer on TV. I'm not really one in real life. So.
Yeah, I think someone had a suggestion when we announced that you were joining Guy in a Cube. I forget who it was. Someone made the comment of, I think it was Joris.
Uh-huh.
He said something about that you're going to do some like Node.js stuff.
Me. I'm going to do that. Okay. Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah, he suggested that for you.
That's perfect.
I said, Patrick's all over that.
Yeah. Like white on rice, man. Like white on rice. I didn't do that. So, man. I was about to say something else, but I don't want to get beeped again. I'm going to say all over that. No, this is cool, man. I like it. I like it. Better integration.
So it's going to be in the... Yeah, it's going to be in the Office store, and you'll have a project under, or there'll be a product of Power BI on the product side, and then you can search for them. So like, even if you don't have Power BI filtered down from a product perspective, if you just search, like say you were trying to search for something, those custom visuals will get exposed as part of a general search, like if you're not filtering down. So, you know, better exposure to those custom visuals for end users as well. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, man.
This is a big deal.
It's a big deal. It is a big deal.
So hopefully, big deal. Hopefully people like it.
I hope so. So speaking of these custom visuals, right? I downloaded one this morning. Like I was telling you guys, I'm going to share my desktop here. So I'm going to go a little old school, and I'm going over to the custom visuals gallery here for the marketplace. And so I don't come here very often, to be honest with you, because when I start doing, I try to stay native. That's just what I like to do when I'm doing my workshops, because, you know, Divergent, unless I have a whole section in it devoted to the custom visuals, right? But I was out there this morning, just a few minutes ago, when you and I were talking offline, and I noticed this visual right here, the play axis one, and it's, I just read the description. I'm going to zoom in a little bit so you guys can see the description. And it says, you know, if you think about, remember the scatter plot where you can click the play button? And it was just specific to that one visual. Well, this one is completely different. Now, this is my favorite, this is one of my favorite visuals. And so what I did was I reworked I spent like the day I found out about this, I reworked an entire demo the day before the presentation so I can include it in. And so it went over great. Everybody loved it, right? So let me show you guys. I downloaded the sample. Let me show you what this sample looks like. It's pretty nice. And the reason I'm using the sample, because it kind of covers just everything that it can do. And so you see, you add it to the design surface. And the first time I saw it, and I bet you guys are thinking, the first time you see it, you think, wait a minute, it only works on time data, on temporal data.
Yeah.
Not,
well, it says month name,
yep,
right?
Yeah, not true. It works on any attribute in your dimension. And so check this out, right? So this particular one is focused on month. And if I click play, right, any visual on the design surface, and I'm going to assume has a relationship. There's got to be a relationship between the attribute there. It completely adjusts as you set the time. And if we go into the properties, there's some things around the animation and the time lapse and stuff that you can set. But what's really cool and what I like the most about this guy is this, I call it this guy, this visual, is right? Maybe he wants to join Guy in the Cube. But what I really like about it is that it's not just time-based or temporal data. So if you switch over to the next one, the next page in the report, it's month name also. But if you switch to the very next one, this one is based on a product. And if I click play, it's just flipping through the products and you can see the line graph update. You can see the what I like to call the pie chart with the hole in it. This guy right here, the pie chart with the hole.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right? And so this is one of my favorite visuals, and it's going to be, if you see me somewhere, if I'm presenting somewhere, it's going to be in every one of my presentations. So
that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful, man. It's pretty great. I can see this being used in a lot of demos coming up pretty soon. So,
wow. Yeah. Nice. Awesome. That's a cool visual.
I like it. Cool, man.
Yeah, and did you see the video I had posted about the dual KPI?
I did. I like the dual KPI. That's a nice one too.
Yeah, so I'll have that linked. You'll see it somewhere or down in the description, in the show notes. Yeah. We'll have it down below.
I like it when you do that at the end. I like it when you do that at the end. Like, and stay awesome, right? All right. Okay. All right, man. Good stuff. All right, this is good stuff to me.
Hey, Patrick, you're awesome.
I just don't have senior in my title.
That's okay.
And I'm perspiring. I get so excited when I show this kind of stuff. So, like, I'm getting a little excited. This stuff gets me excited.
Getting all hot and bothered.
I'm getting all hot and bothered, man. This stuff gets me excited. I'm sweating a little bit. I need to go turn my AC on because I'm just getting a little excited. I know. Wait, this is unplugged,
wow,
man. This
Patrick, is man, you're having a whole moment with Power BI.
I am. I think I may need to take
we're really unplugged, aren't we?
I may need to take a cigarette break, and I don't even smoke, right? So,
All right, man. That's how much he loves that visual.
Yeah, I digress. Okay, backing up.
Do you need a towel or something?
No, I'm a towel.
I like to wipe your head off.
Yeah, my head. Yeah.
We don't have hair. That's one of the issues with being bald is like the sweat just rolls the down, man. Nothing just catches
rolls
it.
Rolls down. Yeah.
It's like when it's raining. I hate when it rains. It's just like I got nothing. It's getting in my eyes.
The funniest thing, I was just traveling, and so I have my little hat that I take with me. My hat's about to make an appearance. So I have my little hat that I take with me everywhere I go. And people go, well, it's not that cold out, but it was like 22 degrees, you know? And I'm like, it's 22 degrees.
Yeah, I got to have my beanie with
that's
me. My
right.
beanie's got to come with
this
me.
This guy's got to be covered up, man, because it gets cold.
So I tell people, like, the first time I shaved my head and it was wintertime and it was cold for Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah.
For Texas. So it feels like there's a hand like grasping the back of your head. Like that's what it feels. It's cold, man. It's
it gets cold.
So I got to wear the beanie.
Yeah, man.
I got to wear
the beanie. Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I got a different hat for the summertime so I don't get burned.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have that problem. I don't have that problem, man.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever. Cool. This visual, though. This visual is great. Yeah. Check it out. And there's lots of other great visuals out in the custom, you know, in the gallery. So if you guys don't, if you haven't went to this page before or used any of the visuals in that gallery, I definitely recommend you take a look at those. They're phenomenal.
Very cool. Yeah, I highly recommend it. And then if you get ambitious enough, you can go create your own.
After you record,
Patrick's gonna do it.
After you record that video and I walk through the steps, I'll create my own.
Yeah, I gotta give you a walkthrough.
Yeah, you give me a walkthrough. Give me a walkthrough. Because I'm gonna tell you the best custom visual. I'm about to go back in the time machine.
We need like some animation.
That would be great. And so do you remember Performance Point?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember?
I remember it before it was Performance.
Yeah, when
Point.
It was ProClarity, right?
ProClarity. Yeah.
So if you right click on a bar in Performance Point, it gave me a list of all the attributes that I could drill through to.
Yeah.
And then I choose that one and it goes down, go down. Instead of me setting up the hierarchy manually or, you know, building the hierarchy, then dragging the things in the order that I want, like on the bar chart in Power BI, if I can go to my bar chart, right click on it, and then it gives me the list of, you know, related attributes, then I can start drilling. That's the custom visual that I'm going to build.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm building.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you heard it today. You heard it today. I'm building I'm building that custom visual.
That's going to be next month.
You know, I got a lot of traveling coming up, so
yeah, we're not going to talk about time.
We're not talking about the release date. The release date, I'll let you guys know upcoming video.
Patrick committed. He's going to write some code.
I'm writing some code now. Whether or not it's going to work, well, we'll see.
Yeah, I think I'm going to code review it for you. So
yeah. All right, cool, man.
Another thing, did you see the update for the gateway?
I did, and I did. I am a gateway fan. I am.
You're a gateway fan.
You know, I have a slight addiction to the gateway, but go ahead. I just do. I work in the public sector, so a lot of my customers don't like to move their data to the cloud. And I'm addicted to the gateway. Anyway, go ahead.
You're addicted to gateway. So you said you're in love with the gateway.
I am in love with the gateway.
Is this like what happened with the custom visual? Like where you get all sweaty?
Oh, this is a next level kind of love here, man. Yeah. This is the visual is more of like intimate. But this one.
This is more platonic.
This is more platonic, right? Yeah, we just have this strong bond.
Gateway's your buddy, whereas the visual is.
Oh, that's my lady. When you see it, you just go. But anyway, go ahead, man.
All right, let me go ahead and sign in.
Yeah.
And you need to sign in with the gateway. And what's awesome is.
So hey, that little I see guy in the cube up there. So you have something special configured to. Do some multi-factor or some single sign-on or something like that, right?
I do. It's set up in Azure Active Directory. Nice. It's a pain in the butt, actually, because I have to always open up my phone and get the code.
I had a nightmare call yesterday with I'm not going to call it a nightmare call, but I had a tough call yesterday with some customers talking about this. So anyway, it was interesting.
All right. So I'm in the gateway and a couple things that we did, which are very cool. And I did a lot of the gateway documentation originally for the on-premises data gateway. So I've got a tighter connection to this than you do.
Wait a minute. It looks like you're moving in on my territory. Hold on.
I am. No, it's more like you were moving in on mine.
He was my friend first. Okay. All right. You made him first.
So some of the things that we did for the gateway are like big things that like customers were wanting. Yeah. It helps out in so many areas. So the first one is on the service settings tab. You can restart the gateway from here, which is cool. But the bigger thing is like you can set the gateway service account by default. It's like a service SID. And there were issues we had specifically with proxies because it wasn't a domain user account. Yeah. And so we had like four steps that you had to go through to change the gateway service account. So it wasn't just, you couldn't just change it in the services. Yep. You had to do some other things with your recovery key. And so that would get it working with a proxy if you switch it over to domain user. You can do that now in the configurator GUI. Nice. For the gateway.
Nice. Nice. That's big.
Nice. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah, it's a nice thing. So on the diagnostics tab, so we have this thing called trace level 5. So it's just verbose tracing for the gateway logs.
Trace level 5. Yeah. What does that mean?
It sounds important. It does. So sound it's important. Just a verbose logging, okay, for the gateway. So it adds additional logging. It bloats your log. It's going to get really big. One of the things you get with that is as queries complete, you'll see the actual, like how long that query took. So the elapsed time for that query, so that's good.
If I'm running analysis services, does it show the effective user?
So that'll be there without trace level 5, because we'll have the connection string in there.
Nice. That's so awesome. But yeah, I don't want to keep this on all the time, though, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. You put it on when you need it, and turn it off when you don't.
So if I keep it on all the time, it can affect performance.
Well, it could fill up your hard disk.
Got it. But so
I mean, those log files are just going to grow.
But it's right? Not. It won't affect the performance of the gateway sending stuff back.
I don't know how noticeable it would be for live connections and direct query. Maybe for scheduled refresh, you're not going to notice it.
Okay.
But I mean, it does add extra calls, so you're going to potentially see something. I don't know how noticeable it'll be though.
Cool.
But yeah, you can just turn that on with a flip of a switch. Used to be you had to go, I called it the gateway core config file. It's a really long name.
Yeah, that is a long name.
You had to go into that config file and actually tweak the settings.
All right, cool. So, yeah.
But now you can just do it through the GUI.
Yeah. All right.
So the other thing here is gateway logs. You can export the logs. We actually had that in a previous version as well. Yep. So that's available for you. It'll stick a zip file on your desktop.
And that's the same logs that we're talking about with the additional login, right? Same thing.
Yes, that's the gateway logs. Yeah, yep.
Just to verify.
Yep. Right. But it'll grab all the logs. So not just the main log. It'll grab the installation logs. It'll grab, I think there's another log too. I think there's like two or three logs that go with it. There are three logs that go with it. I just don't remember what the third one is.
Awesome, man. It's good stuff.
And then this is my favorite network one. Side. Yeah, the network one is cool. So you can see if you're connected, which is awesome. So now before it was just kind of guesswork, like, am I getting out of my network? Am I being blocked by maybe a firewall or proxy or something's going on? So now you can see if that's working.
Yeah.
The other thing is this Azure Service Bus connectivity mode. So before we had, there is a setting in that gateway core config file where you could set this. And what it would do is, so for Azure, we connect to Azure Service Bus. And when we do that, we'll initially connect with port 443, which is HTTPS.
Yep.
And then subsequent requests and response will go over different ports that are there. Everything's still SSL encrypted, but they're non-standard ports.
Got it.
And also, we start communicating with IP addresses.
So.
And go ahead.
No, you go.
So what this does now is this will actually set it for you, so you don't have to go to the config file. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. It'll force everything over the 443 port. So if you're blocking other port, like you can only do outbound on 443, you can force it to just do 443 with Azure Service Bus, and it will also force it to do the fully qualified domain.
That's what I was about to ask you.
So instead of the IP addresses.
That's what I was about to ask you. So I can do FQDNs or IP addresses.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so now you can bless those FQDNs. Because before you had to go get that Azure IP whitelist and that changed every week and it was a pain. And so now you can do this to force FQDN if you need that. The one thing we do note that this may slow performance. I don't know how noticeable that'll be for you. So you'll have to do some perfmon counters, do some tests to see what that's going to be. That's true. Anytime there's performance stuff, I'm always like, I don't know, get your baseline and then figure out what the difference is. And that's what the impact is for you. Also, it depends on how many users, like how big your data is, all that stuff plays into that.
This is big, man. This is good stuff.
So so some good updates for the gateway.
So one thing I'm going to ask, so a question that I get a lot is people. And so since I have, since you knew the gateway before me, I'm going to ask you this question. So a lot of people go, hey, where should I, and this is a little off topic a little bit, but it relates to the gateway. Where should I install the gateway? Should I keep put it on, should I put it on my SQL server? But I go, well, if you put it on a SQL server, what if you're connecting to, because you only need one gateway, right? And so, go ahead.
Yeah, you can have more than one gateway.
But I mean, if I have, you know, a pretty simple network and all my, everything's in, you know, and I install this gateway and I can connect to multiple sources, where should I install it? And do you have a document that outlines like the minimum requirements for hardware and software for the gateway?
Yeah, so we document all the, if you go to powerbi.com/documentation, you can see the minimum requirements. You can see all the stuff about ports and all of that's there up in documentation.
Awesome, awesome. Where do I put it? Do I keep this guy on that machine or can I put
it? Yeah, so placement is, so the general guidance that I give, I know Casper DeYoung talks about this as well, for me personally, I say you want the gateway as close to your data source as possible to minimize latency, right? So the closer you can get it, the better, the more latency is not going to affect it.
But there's no requirement to put it on a SQL server.
No. Okay. You can put it wherever you want. Just understand that you may be introducing latency.
Sure. Got it.
Okay. So the closest you can get it is on the machine where your data source is.
Yeah.
But the minute I say that, a lot of like DBAs and stuff have this violent reaction of like, you can't put anything on my box. Like, right. That's like, no, that's like, that's taboo. You can't. No.
They're still,
you will. Yeah. Bad things will happen. Yeah. So, and I agree, like you probably in a production environment, I'm not advocating you should install the gateway on your production machine. I'm just saying that if you want to be as close as you can, that's as close as you can get.
So what I'm recommending is that you set up a separate machine, you install the gateway, then you take all your servers and you circle them around the gateway.
It's like a kumbaya moment. We're gonna hold hands. The servers are gonna hold hands, and we're gonna
have the gateway right in the middle. Right?
Gateway's like the fire pit in the middle.
It's like a perfect circle, and they're all equal distance.
It's gonna roast some marshmallows. Yeah. The data's the marshmallows over the fire pit with the server. Yeah.
All right.
we're gonna have s'mores.
We're gonna have s'mores.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the other thing to realize about placement too is that you want to know where. Actually, let me show you that.
Yeah.
So you can figure out the data center that Power BI is using for your tenant.
Yeah.
If you go to the question mark in Power BI, go to About Power BI, you're going to see where your data is stored. So for GynaCube tenant, it's stored in West US. Yep. And so one of the things you can do to minimize latency, because, you know, gateway, we're talking about gateway, on-premises versus cloud, you're going to go over the internet, right?
Yep.
So to you know, internet has potential latency.
Yeah.
One of the things you can do in your organization, if you're not familiar with ExpressRoute, go check that out. Yeah. We have a doc for it.
Yeah.
ExpressRoute's one thing you can do to kind of guarantee your throughput.
It's like a dedicated connection, right?
Yeah, it's a dedicated pipe to the data center.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to know what the data center is, and there's some money attached to that. So if that's not something you want to do, another thing you can consider is you can use like, put your SQL server on an Azure VM if that's something that you can consider doing.
Yeah.
If you make sure that Azure VM is in the same data center as where your Power BI data is, you've just eliminated the internet.
Yeah, cool.
For the most part.
And so I can put if I'm using this, right? If I'm using Azure for my VMs, so I can spin up my SQL server in the data center, and then I can spin up another machine that where my gateway is in the same data center, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, this is awesome.
So now one thing to be careful of is if you're using like Azure VMs or using Azure Blob Store or something else, if that's in a different data center than where Power BI is, then you have a potential of you're going to incur egress charges doing that.
Yeah.
So be very careful with that. Sure. If you're not familiar with egress charges, maybe we'll talk about that a different time. That's a whole nother topic.
A whole nother
candidate. But just be aware that if your stuff's in a different data center than Power, you're not going to get egress charges from a Power BI perspective. You get it on where your Azure VMs or your Azure Blob Store, wherever that stuff, that's where you're going to get
it. So it's going to show on your Azure bill, right?
It's going to show on the Azure bill, not Power BI.
Yep.
So just be aware of that. I've had maybe I'll tell a war story one time about a customer that hit that, and it was pretty excessive.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So it was good times. Yeah. So
awesome. This is good stuff, man. This is good stuff.
Yep. All right, guys. That's all the time we have for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to leave some comments and you can rate the video. And as always, thank you so much for watching and keeping awesome. We'll see you next time.